Senator, if you would, first of all, maybe just a little summary of the message you had for the group that's participating here.
Well, we know that activist groups that try to come into a state, they don't really know the state, they don't know the people, and they use extreme examples to paint a wide brush that all agriculture, all livestock agriculture is the same. And it's not the same. And the vast majority of people that raise animals for a living do it in a very humane way. They have a love for their animals. In fact, our governor used an example that we had a terrific blizzard in Nebraska, and the cow-calf people were out in the midst of that horrible weather. He couldn't find HSUS anywhere around. They don't understand how our people take care of animals because that's their asset.
You had some information that I thought was very interesting about, I guess, a study or research that people who live in Nebraska, for the most part, believe that farm animals are raised humanely, right?
That was a good example of how our people think, and that was that 90% of the people in Nebraska believe livestock production is important. 94% believe that they trust farmers to take care of their animals in a humane manner. And 84% believe that animals are humanely treated. Now, that doesn't take away the fact that groups like HSUS are still formidable opponents, and they can sway attitudes. But I think the foundation of what we have in Nebraska and how they believe about the way agriculture is done is very positive.
I also thought it an interesting comment you made, and I wish I could quote it back right now, but it had to do with how this issue of feeding the world is as important as it is, kind of second to another issue that's pretty important too, right? And it comes down to faith, I believe.
Well, obviously, feeding the world is a very sober and important mission. And of course, I feel like the mission of the church is number one in the world, and I believe that my experience in the legislature is because God allowed me to be there, and He expects some things of me. But just to put those two together, I think, is an illustration of our mission to raise food, to feed people, is a very noble mission.
And also, I would like to just, again, it's you have a comparison that I thought was just so starkly clear, and we don't hear very often, because you're talking about here people who are interested in the humane treatment of animals, for example. But what about human beings? And you kind of compared a little bit there to the unborn who can't speak for themselves. And as you said, you can't imagine a humane way to kill a baby, basically. Maybe you could just comment on that.
Well, activist groups that sound like they don't like the killing of animals because it's not done in a humane way, they really don't have an interest in the food chain, and they don't have an interest in killing animals a different way so that they can be used for food. They'd like to stop the killing. That's their goal. That's not our goal. And I used as an example, we have people on two sides of the abortion issue, and I'm very unashamedly pro-life. Well, how do you even talk about trying to make abortion humane? It's one or the other, and we believe it's not.
Very well said, and I appreciate you bringing that to the public discussion here. Anything else for this group? Any last parting thought as we take a break now and go on to the next thing?
Well, this is an interesting session, interesting conference. I think it brings out the fact that those of us that see what our mission is in agriculture have got to work together. We've got to set aside differences because we do have some common enemies, and we've got to work together to defeat them so that we can complete our mission, which is to feed the world.
Well, thank you very much, Senator Tom Carlson from the state of Nebraska, where they're not shy about telling you how they feel, and we really appreciate that, and we need more like them. From the Animal Agriculture Alliance, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.